This is Word of Mouth on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Random hacks of kindness matches software coders, developers, and programmers with the world's most pressing needs. What began with Microsoft, Google, Yahoo, NASA, and the World Bank, and a bunch of volunteer geeks designing apps for disaster and crisis management, is now a global movement. This weekend, hackathons are convening in many cities, including Manchester, New Hampshire, and they are looking for people interested in changing the world one app at a time. Rebecca Kramer is director of IT for Small Dog Electronics, a family-owned business of Apple specialists originating in Vermont. They're on the line to tell us more about the weekend event. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi, Virginia. Thanks for having me.
So what are some examples of problems Random Hacks of Kindness has worked on in the past?
Well, it kind of runs the gamut. One of the popular ones that's being developed right now is an app to help firefighters. It uses Bluetooth on Android and iPhone devices to check firefighters in and out of the trucks when they get on and off. And also while they're actually in a facility, it is able to use GPS and the accelerometer on the phone to ensure that the firefighter is still alive and moving around.
Well, that's a great example.
So
are you still with me, Rebecca?
I sure am.
Okay. You were going to give me another example, I believe.
Yes. So another example is a commodity tracking app that's being used in Haiti. So we have a lot of resources going to Haiti right now, a lot of goods, but unfortunately not the best ways to track those goods. So one of the things that this app is striving to do is giving people who have commodities, for example, rice, a place where they can go online on their mobile device, say they have rice selling for this certain price, and then someone who's looking for rice in that area can get on and get the best prices for goods that are close to them.
So what are they going to be doing this weekend in Manchester?
So this weekend's going to be the first time that Manchester is actually participating with Random Acts of Kindness. We're throwing an event over in the Mill District in one of Gigunda Group's buildings, and we're going to be bringing together software developers from the community and hopefully nonprofit organizations from the community and pairing them together and helping them solve different problems for the local community and the global community.
So this is still open to the public. I mean, if someone may be skilled or even interested in programming and design may wonder, how could I help? What would you tell them?
Anyone is welcome. That's the beautiful thing about these events. So it's often geared towards people who are in college, who are just learning the different software development skills, and also professionals who are out there so that they can learn new skills. But even if someone's in the community and they're just interested in learning how to code, it can be a really great way to do it. Oftentimes people come to these events because they have some skills. Maybe they're great with web design, maybe they're great with PHP, but they've never designed a mobile app. And they can end up leaving with new skills. They can learn how to design for Android, for iPhones, or people who already have those skills might end up learning some web skills.
It's so interesting to think of because, I mean, a lot of these people, developers, coders, programmers, often highly connected, but also kind of existing extremely anonymously. Is there a value in actually having these people meet up and see each other in person?
There is. It's a really great networking tool because developers always need to work with each other. No one has every single skill set out there. So the main purpose is to bring them together so that they can help with these global issues. But in the long run, this is just wonderful for networking, and you meet people with different skills, and then you can go from there building your business.
And what do they get? I mean, they come, they arrive, they get a problem to solve. Is that how it works?
They do. So when they get there, we have a list of problems that we're going to be focusing on this event, and people get to split up into groups and choose the problem that is most interesting to them. Then after they code, which they can do for up to 48 hours, they're welcome to do it overnight if they'd like to, we do have time for them to present their problems to the group and also to judges, and then they get to win some cool prizes.
Well, is there any kind of interface with the global Random Hacks of Kindness? I know these events are going on all over the world on this same weekend.
It's true. So we're going to have a Ustream interface that allows us to broadcast for free our event, and a lot of other events are going to have that as well. They also have some Skype chats going on, and we certainly will be hitting the social media channels. So that is one way that we can be connected to all of the different events. And also, anyone who can't attend an event is welcome to tune in.
So what are people going to walk away with? Will they have a new app to solve a big problem?
In general, you can't fully solve a problem in 2 days. It's not realistic. So the idea is to get as much done as possible. Now, that might be having a really firm concept. It hopefully will be going a bit further actually into the development of solving the problem. But from there, all of the problems are open source. So they'll be hosted on different open source repositories where people can then go home and continue to work on those problems. And other developers who might have more time can also tune in and continue where everybody left off.
Do people have to register first, Rebecca?
We appreciate it if they do. We do have a website on rock.org, so that's www.rhok.org, and you can find the Manchester event in there. And it is completely free. In fact, we'll even feed you. So you can just sign up for a ticket on there.
We'll also have a link to that at wordofmouthradio.org. Good luck, Rebecca. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
Rebecca Kramer, Director of IT for Small Dog Electronics, which is one of the sponsors of New Hampshire's very first Random Hacks of Kindness event in Manchester this weekend. It is just one of many simultaneous hackathons going on around the world this weekend. And as we mentioned, you can find more information and a place to submit problems at wordofmouthradio.org. You can also help Word of Mouth by following us on Facebook and on Twitter. And on to another do-gooder makeover. Just shy of their 100th birthday, the Girl Scouts are working to shed their cookie and campfire image with new badges that focus on skills like robotics, chemistry, and engineering. They're also trying to recruit more urban and minority Girl Scouts. Elliot Majerzik reports.
As the Girl Scouts approach their centenary, no one wants to lose what they're all about. Things like badges for arts and crafts and nature skills. But the 3.2 million member organization has just added new badges in technology, math, and even web design.
They learn how to do algebra activities with robots. We have a person who helps them build rockets. They're learning about science, they're learning about math, but it's fun.
That's Sandra Deloach, and one of the new badges, the STEM patch, has been created in her honor.
STEM is an acronym for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
Sandra Deloach is the interim provost and vice president for academic affairs at Norfolk State University and a lifelong member of the Girl Scouts.
Our goal is to make sure that girls recognize that they can achieve in these disciplines just like boys.
9-year-old Nicole Fries, who lives in Connecticut, is an example of this new generation of technically savvy Girl Scouts. She just won a national award for building a miniature rocket.
It was actually really, 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 really cool because, you know, I didn't really know that much about all this rockets and stuff, and now I actually figured out, like, what the parts of a rocket are called and how to make a rocket.
It's exactly this kind of opportunity that Sandra Deloach would like to bring to inner-city girls. She's introducing more minority girls to scouting.
Sometimes in the urban areas, girls don't have the opportunity to participate in those things that we feel are character-building, confidence-building, to make good career choices.
Sandra Deloach also says that today's Girl Scouts are benefiting their communities. Some of the new badges are for community outreach.
I know there was one project where a young girl actually had to develop some construction skills to develop a playground for a group of kids. Just unbelievable things that they do.
In fact, Sandra has a prediction.
We always like to say that there's so many prominent women who were Girl Scouts that we know the first president of the United States of America who's female will have been a Girl Scout.
For the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities, I'm Elliot Majerzik.
coming up, vampires to cuddle up with and other curious Twilight-related products targeted to teenage girls and young women. That's when Word of Mouth returns from NHPR in just a moment.